Political chaos has accompanied the spread of coronavirus around the world, with economies devastated by the disruption of international supply lines. Like there has been in Australia, there's been a tendency for nations around the world to consider onshoring of manufacturing. An international group called Progressive International seeks to counter these tendencies and emphasise collaboration across national boundaries. Rob Osborne has more.
Together, we are here.
Hi, hello.
Hey. Happy to meet you.
Can you hear me now?
This pandemic brings to bear the stark realities in which we have lived in for a very long time.
The recently launched Progressive International held its inaugural online event last week, entitled Internationalism or Extinction. The movement has attracted some heavyweight intellectual support from around the world.
It forces us to think about our connections.
American writer and activist Naomi Klein.
We are on a saddle point, ready to tip in either direction.
Economist Yanis Varoufakis.
It's a critical moment of human history.
Public intellectual Noam Chomsky.
Together, we hold each other.
We move forward.
Rebuild forwards.
Reimagine forward.
The new alliance has an international council, which includes an Australian representative, former senator, now writer and activist Scott Ludlam. I asked him why he feels an international alliance is so important in the current circumstances.
I think it's that a lot of the real serious challenges and disasters that we confront at the moment around the world are much bigger than any nation state. Now, whether it be a pandemic that seamlessly crosses borders or climate change, which is part of the global ecological commons, or the threat posed by corporations and corporate oligarchies who operate right across borders. A lot of these challenges are much larger than any individual community or any individual nation can handle by itself. And yet a lot of our social movements and movements of people of good heart who come together to challenge these things stay contained inside national borders. So I think what Noam Chomsky is referring to there is the fact is if we don't join together, link arms, support each other, and learn from each other across borders internationally and post-nationally, then we're in serious trouble. We're going to continue to be fragmented and divided. That's one of the things that's so exciting about this initiative.
The Progressive International has come into being in a unique situation, with most of the world affected by COVID-19 social restrictions. In many countries, America, the UK, Germany, and to a lesser extent Australia, an eclectic alliance of anti-government protesters has coalesced. Many are advocates of various conspiracy theories, but there is a strand of right-wing neo-Nazi nationalism that is quite disturbing. Is this type of anti-establishment politics likely to grow in the immediate future? Scott Ludlam again.
Neo-Nazis have kind of hybridized with online cultures and particularly with the wild conspiracy theories that have spread principally on Facebook but also elsewhere. But the thing that I think is worth noticing, whether here in Australia where there were quite large demonstrations in Melbourne and Sydney a few weeks ago, or the armed militias that are promoting these conspiracy theories in the United States, is that they're not really anti-establishment at all, no matter what kind of facade they portray. I think what these conspiracy theories do is they serve two important purposes, both of which serve power. One is that distracts away from the deadly incompetence of governments that have mismanaged the pandemic. And the other things that they do that they seem pretty uniform wherever they've arisen is that they're demanding the economy reopen as it was. They're demanding that no matter the risk to people who are immunocompromised, to elderly people, to otherwise healthy people, that the economy grind back into gear.
The New International is committed to publishing in a variety of languages and is now advocating a version of an international Green New Deal. What would this look like in Australia? Scott Ludlam again.
What it will look like is slightly different everywhere. Every context is different. In Australia, there are people from the Greens, from civil society organisations, from environment campaigners who've been promoting elements of or the entirety of a Green New Deal for years. years. It was something that the Greens were into in about 2008. It's been given a real push by the Sunrise Movement and others in the United States who've begun cementing its position within the Democratic Party. I think what it looks like in Australia is an end to the fossil oligarchs that have captured our politics, and it's a big renewable energy build. Among other things, it's public ownership of monopoly infrastructure and essential services infrastructure, and it's an end to the policies of deliberate poverty that have really smashed generations of Australians on low incomes or people who've been unable to find work.
Scott Ludlam, ex-senator, writer and activist, ending that report from Rob Osborne.